Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and TKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Good morning. Thanks so much for tuning in to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. Hey, if you've been listening to us, you know that rates have been hit, just crazy low for the past year. COVID hits beginning of March 2020, and rates really took a dive. And it's just created a lot of opportunities for refinancing, for purchases, buying power being substantially increased with, you know, rates that really start in the twos. If you haven't been paying attention over the last month, almost exactly a year to the date where we really saw rates jump off of a cliff, rates have kind of climbed back up on that cliff. Still in historical context, rates remain extremely low, but we are seeing now, you know, rates are really starting with a three at this point, whereas for, you know, the last year they were starting with a two. And so we've seen some rates increase along with, you know, the market changes in the market environment. And so, you know, there's still great opportunities to refinance, save money. Obviously, in purchasing a home, your buying power in historical context is still fantastic, you know, with rates, you know, in the low to mid 3% range. But don't stand on the fence any longer. Be sure you give us a call, 704-999-6646. Whether you're looking at refinancing or looking to get pre-qualified, get into your first home or maybe move up into a new home with home appreciation at a record pace. It's such a great time to buy, such a great time to sell and buy. And so be sure to give us a call anytime. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Going to be talking about, you know, as we see a shift in rates, of course, we've been seeing a shift in our local community, especially in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, but going to focus on Rock Hill today. All the changes for the positive. The growth of Rock Hill has really been fantastic. It's really just a fantastic place to be and a fantastic time to be looking into Rock Hill. So we've got a very special guest with us, Kim Alter for Keller Williams. She is a real estate agent, but also a longtime member of Rock Hill, here to talk to us about all the positive changes that have occurred and that are yet to occur in our community here. So Kim, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So kind of give us a quick background of, you know, kind of who you are and why we're going to be here talking about Rock Hill today.
Well, I moved my family here about 7 years ago from Denver, Colorado, and spent some time in Charlotte, really loved the South and wanted to come back here. And I always had loved real estate and wanted to get into it and felt like this was a great place to do that. So got my license about 5 years ago.
And so you've really had, you know, kind of your pulse on Rock Hill specifically, you know, for the past 5, 6, 7 years. You know, what are some of the changes that you've seen? And obviously, you know, we're here to talk about, you know, a lot of the changes that are occurring. What did kind of you see from a you know, going back to your days in Colorado and Denver? Obviously Denver's has been a booming town for, you know, for a while now. What do you maybe see some similarities to with that in our area?
Well, Rock Hill definitely has that small town feel that I'd never experienced before and always wanted, but still 30-minute drive to Charlotte if you do want to experience that. But for a small town, it still has a lot going on and a lot to offer, and even more so now than it did when we first moved here.
Right. So what are some of those things that we're seeing in Rock Hill?
Well, right now, of course, what everyone's talking about is the Panthers training stadium coming here. But in addition to that, in 2018, Rock Hill was named one of the top 10 places to live in the whole United States. And so
right.
That drove a lot of people. But they got nominated for that from the Panthers coming, and then Miracle Park being built and all of the new construction going on in the old cotton facilities and all down White Street, all that Knowledge Park, everything coming in there as well.
So what, tell us about Miracle Park. What exactly is that?
So it's going to be the first of its kind in the U.S., and it's a state-of-the-art inclusive playground for all types of people's different abilities. They're also going to have a shop there where they will employ people with just any kind of different abilities that they have to be able to have work life.
Excellent. So you know, with that, obviously, kind of catering to you know, a certain, you know, demographic, and I, hey, I've got, you know, I've got a neighbor who actually moved from Maryland. He's got a challenged son, you know, with some disabilities, and he actually moved down here because I guess South Carolina has so much more in place that from an insurance perspective and a offering perspective to kind of cater to that. That's something that Miracle Park is going to expand on?
Yes. So it will be specifically for that. And it got some certificate that's the first in the world to ever have for the inclusive play. So.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah,
I'm sure that would be a huge benefit to the community, and certainly, you know, lots of families for sure.
Yes, for sure.
And you mentioned, you know, Carolina Panthers facility as well. You know, I think everybody knows, of course, you know, that, hey, the Panthers are coming down. Not everybody may be aware of, like, what all is going, is occurring with it. Like, what all does that mean for, you know, the community? What's going to be a part of it? What are some of those specifics that you've got, Kim?
Well, yeah, they've taken, I don't know how many acres exactly they bought, but a ton of space that they're going to be building on until 2052. So it's going to be quite a huge expansion. But first, this be the 640,000 square foot training facility, and then they'll also build a 110,000 foot sports and entertainment venue. And then Atrium Health will do the orthopedic center, and then it'll just continue from there with, you know, more restaurants, shops, and they're going to be building on it for over the next 20 years. So it's going to be quite expansive.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, it's really going to be kind of almost a town within within that facility. I mean, I know that, you know, it's, you're talking about, you know, multi-billion dollar build out cost, and, you know, retail and restaurants and homes and of course the centered around the Panthers offices for all the executives. So I think that's going to bring a lot to the area. I think a lot of the players are probably going to end up moving down here. What do you see that, you know, how will that impact the real estate market in Rock Hill?
Well, the real estate market's already been impacted with all the growth, that I think that'll just bring it even more on the map, because, you know, the Panthers players be moving here. It's going to get other people checking into the city and what it has to offer. So I know I've already heard of some that have gone under contract on homes. So they're definitely...
Other players?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're definitely come into the area, which I believe will just spotlight Rock Hill.
Yeah, so, you know, it is really exciting. I mean, to see all this growth and you know, all the reports, the greater Charlotte area, but Rock Hill specifically being mentioned in that, you know, the report that you referenced a couple years ago as far as, you know, top 10 places to move. And, you know, Rock Hill's, you know, a really interesting place. I think, I don't know, was it maybe the 60s or 70s when, you know, it was really just a mill town. And of course, the mill started going under, and I think most a substantial part of the workforce in Rock Hill was all mill based. Mm-hmm. And of course, when that went out, Rock Hill really centered around becoming a sports town. Mm-hmm. And you know, you think, you know, long term visions. I think that, you know, 4 years later, you know, we've seen that long term vision really, really. Almost culminate with the Panthers facility. I mean, you know, it started, you know, we've got one of the premier BMX parks in the I think the world, certainly in America.
Yeah.
Of course, we're hosting the BMX, you know, World Championships in Rock Hill. We've got, you know, phenomenal soccer complexes and softball complexes. Some of the, you know, the biggest softball tournaments, you know, in America are in Rock Hill. Of course, you know, a few years ago, you know, Rock Hill became, you know, Football Town USA, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. And so, you know, this whole plan back that goes back to kind of the mills being shut down and kind of Rock Hill trying to, you know, establish an identity, you know, choosing to do that in the sports.
That's a great idea.
You know, I'm like to think of myself as an athlete. So, you know, and I certainly love sports. So that is really exciting for me. But, you know, to kind of see all that culminate with, you know, the Panthers, you know, making their headquarters here. And that, you know, I think by any perspective, that should be a very, very long-term deal. I mean, I know you said, you know, building out for 20 years, but, you know, David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, he's a wealthy dude. And so don't expect he's going to have any trouble, you know, with all the financing and keeping the Panthers here. And I know, he's just brought in an MLS team that I think starts in 2022 for in the Charlotte area. And so, you know, David Tepper is really tying himself to our community, which I think is a great thing. I think there was maybe even talks, you know, a few years ago that, you know, the Panthers could actually move. But I think that or outside of our area. And I think that has completely been dismantled with David Tepper taking over ownership you know, making a huge investment into Rock Hill. So really exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. And they also were on national news this last week for the new restaurant in town in downtown Rock Hill on Main Street, The Counter. Which is where the Friendship Nine first sit-in in South Carolina happened. So
what is the Friendship Nine? What is that?
So that's where the first sit-in happened, and I believe it was, gosh, I don't remember the date, but it was in the 60s.
Okay.
So the first one in South Carolina. So it was actually 10 African-Americans came and sat at the counter. Nine of them got arrested, and the one paid the fine, so then it became the Friendship Nine because the nine got had served jail time. So they have honored them they have kept the counter the exact same as it was in the 60s, and each stool has a plaque of the name of each one of the Friendship Nine members that sat there. And Rob, the owner, there's, I believe, three of them still living, and he honors them and has them come anytime they want to eat for free. And it's just, it's so great what he's done there for that. And his food is absolutely amazing as well. So CBS put him on national news this last week for a segment.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
So how long has the counter been, this particular restaurant been in existence?
So before the counter, it was the Five and Dine.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the original counter set up as well, but
okay.
That they went out of business. I'm not sure what happened with them, but
They were able to keep all the existing counter and bar stools in place.
Yes, and so Rob had, I don't know if the plaques were already there or if he had them made, but then he also has all their names along in the wood engraved on the back booths of the store. So he just really has a heart and passion for the community here because he's from Rock Hill, South Carolina. And so I think it's pretty cool that he's honoring them in that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And of course, you know, it doesn't work unless the food's fantastic,
yes.
Right? I mean, you can have, you know, the noblest intentions and, you know, do, you know, good things as far as, you know, bringing light to, you know, to a bad situation, if you're a restaurant, but if the food's not good, of course, you know, you're going to lose the patrons for sure. So, yeah, but it certainly heard rave reviews about the actual food. And so definitely need to get out and try it myself. And that's, you know, that's one thing. Again, you know, the growth of Rock Hill is not only attracting huge businesses like the Panthers. I mean, you're talking multi-billion-dollar investment, but also these, you know, restaurants like Counter. Mm-hmm. Non-chain, you know, restaurants, really homegrown, provide, you know, small plate, you know, fantastic food, great flair. You know, it's really just an exciting time to be in Rock Hill. I mean, I know, again, you know, you've got your, you know, perspective on, you know, Rock Hill, you know, with living here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, exciting time.
Yeah. I just love that this town has so much going on all the time, and a lot of people don't know of the arts community that's here, and the there's the Arts Council of York County right on Main Street, and they do different art shows all the time. And then Friday Arts Group, there's actually an art show going on right now in the Getty Center on the second floor called Aaron Dust Butt, that has a cat, Babby, and Joan Coff, and it's having a reception on April 8th, so it's open to the public. People can go see the art. So it's just such a nice community, and there's a new store that opened up called on Main Street called Hickory Post, I believe, and she has about 8 different local artists in there that sell a lot of their work, too. So,
now, what all kind of art are we talking about? Like paintings or like sculptures?
I mean, you see everything, especially with Winthrop University being right here and all the art students there. But it's a lot. It's a mix of oil paintings, watercolor paintings, mixed media art, pastels, pretty much gamut of everything.
Awesome. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. If you don't live in Rock Hill, you may need to give us a call. We'll be happy to get you pre-qualified and get you squared away with Kim so you can get out and shop for a home. And it's just an exciting time to be in or around Rock Hill. 704-999-6646. Really kind of Rock Hill running the gamut from, you know, huge corporations moving down here to just the local art scene. Mm-hmm. What else is kind of, you know, really on the horizon for Rock Hill from a growth and from a place to be perspective?
Well, with the continued, I mean, just the average sale price increasing faster than I've ever seen it. You know, initially it was like 20% increase over 2 or 3 years. And now just since last year, there's been a 20% increase in housing prices, and days on market are down 60%. So,
if you bought a house for $200,000 this time last year, you're saying it's worth $240,000 from an appreciation standpoint now?
Yes.
Wow.
It's the most substantial increase I've seen in my 5 years of doing real estate. So
yeah,
if people are on the fence about selling, like, now is definitely the time, in conjunction with the low interest rates. It's definitely very low inventory, so it's working great for sellers. Not so much for buyers right now,
right,
but for sellers, it's amazing. So I think I personally feel like it's just going to continue to spread, and it'll probably spread into York, and then eventually York will be on the map. And, you know, York's another quaint, small, adorable town just like Rock Hill, and I think it'll just continue to spread.
Right. So obviously a lot of the commercial growth, the restaurants, the Panthers, the Miracle Park, you know, the BMX Park. Is it what comes first? Does that come first, or do like people moving into the area come first? And based on that, like, what are like the top drivers to Rock Hill that are creating all this buzz and all these new ventures?
Well, first off, you know, just from the last several years, I believe just the affordability, and you're still driving distance to Charlotte. A lot of people that were wanting to go to Fort Mill have been priced out and could no longer afford it. So then Rock Hill's the next closest town.
Yeah.
So the affordability of Rock Hill and the lower taxes and all that. So that has definitely driven a lot of people here. And then South Carolina in general, with the Homestead Exemption Act, of course, brings retirees here. So,
and what is that for our listeners? What exactly is that?
So the Homestead Exemption Act is where, for those that are 65 years and older, get a $50,000
reduction on their tax assessed value.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And so it gives them some savings for their taxes. And you already have such low taxes in York County. I know they're half of what I paid in Colorado when I lived there. So it definitely draws a lot of people, especially people from up north that are paying an exorbitant amount of taxes. So definitely much more affordable to live here. And then now with everything coming in, people are just loving it. They love Rock Hill reminds me of what NoDa was like 10 years ago with the arts community and the changes that are happening.
Right.
So, and investors have definitely seen that, because you've got investors from all over the place just trying to buy up anything that comes up.
Yeah, you know, certainly no change as far as, you know, substantially low inventory, and it's just, you know, really difficult to to secure a home purchase contract when you're going against, you know, 30, you know, sometimes 30 or 40 people on one home. It is a little bit wild. Yeah, you mentioned the homestead exemption for South Carolina. As a veteran, you also have an exemption from all property taxes if you live in South Carolina. So if you're a veteran, you don't pay property tax for your home or your cars or anything like that. So, you know, just hopping across the border, if you're living in Charlotte, as a veteran, I mean, you're saving thousands and thousands of dollars as a veteran to come down the area. And I think, you know, for a lot, for most part, Fort Mill, you know, and Rock Hill are really becoming kind of their own. I think for a long time, Fort Mill, Rock Hill was a feeder into Charlotte. You know, Charlotte's, you know, very attractive place, great for business, banking town, of course. And for a lot of, for a long time, people just trying to escape and, you know, into the suburbs, you know, looked at Fort Mill and Rock Hill, but were still working in Charlotte. And so for a long time, I feel like it was like more of a feeder community. But really, you know, Fort Mill and Rock Hill, you know, kind of what we're talking about today has really been kind of coming its own.
Yes.
And so people who live in Fort Mill, Rock Hill are no longer going into Charlotte to have a good meal or to, you know, go see the art scene. They're staying in town of Fort Mill and Rock Hill. I know the Kingsley development with, you know, Epic Chop House and Napa and that whole place. And then Rock Hill, you know, with downtown Rock Hill being, you know, really revitalized, you know, restaurants like Counter doing great work. It's really in a lot of ways becoming kind of its own city.
Yes. Yes, very much so. And there's actually another new restaurant that just opened a couple weeks ago, called I Poppy Tacos and Tequila. So if anyone's looking for their new Taco Tuesday spot, it's another pretty cool venue that Nikki and Adam, who own Tattoo Brews, opened up together for another one. So,
and if you don't like tacos and tequila, you know, I don't know, you may be in the wrong life.
Yes, so lots happening in downtown Rock Hill for sure. So.
You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. So Kim, talk a little bit more about, you know, the appreciation and kind of what that means for not just home buyers, but really the homeowners right now. And kind of, you know, obviously we're just seeing massive growth in the Rock Hill, Fort Mill area. It's fantastic, but it does bring, you know, higher prices in real estate. What are there any downsides to that, or are we all looking at upsides? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's definitely upside for the sellers for sure. Buyers are still, I mean, Rock Hill is still very affordable, and especially in comparison to Charlotte and some of the areas around there. Especially those looking for historic homes, which I have a heart and passion for. I absolutely love them. And to go in the Charlotte area in Elizabeth or Dilworth and have a historic home, you're going to be paying over $1 million. So even though prices have gone up for buyers, it's still very affordable. So it's great for both. But for sellers, especially right now, if they're on the fence at all about selling, I've never seen an increase like what it is right now. So they would definitely be at their a great time. Definitely,
right,
sell for sure.
You know, one thing that I've kind of heard recently is, you know, or maybe in the past, you had to write, you know, contingent offers. Well, I've got to, in order to buy, I've got to sell. Do you see a lot of that happening right now since homes are selling so quick? Do you feel like buyers can go find their home or their next home, get in a contract without really any regard for their current home or worrying about having to sell it since things are moving so quickly?
Yeah, that's definitely a concern for a lot. But thankfully, with how much equity people have and what you've helped me with many times with my clients at the HELOC loans and pulling out their equity so they can not have a contingent offer and make their offer stronger. So do a lot of that. But they definitely, you know, if their home is under contract, ready to go, a lot, you know, will be nervous about doing that and not having a home. But there's a lot of different ways to work it, to lease it back from the buyers that are buying it in different ways. So we can help assist them with different ideas if they're worried about that.
Yeah. What do you say to the sellers who maybe, you know, want to move, want to, you know, go to their next home, but are worried about, hey, if I list my home, you know, getting it sold, but not having the next place to buy since it is so competitive out there. Mm-hmm. What do you say to those, the sellers who want to sell and then buy a home?
Well, the biggest thing, I guess, is to just pinpoint exactly where they're wanting to go and where they're wanting to be, and then go the route of seeing if what they want is available. If it's not, like, I've gone and door knocked in neighborhoods before to where ones aren't for sale to just see if anybody's willing to sell, or and I've actually just closed on one a few days ago from contacting an owner that I thought they'd be possibly looking to sell because they're fixing their house up, and mm-hmm. they were. And so right now you just got to think out of the box with getting your clients homes. And so the last several sales I've had have been ones that haven't even been on the market that I have found for my clients. So it's definitely just thinking outside the box right now for them.
For sure. So you kind of mentioned, you know, a seller who you saw renovating their home and so you knock on the door, hey, you want to sell? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, is fantastic professional experience from a great real estate agent. When you have those conversations with potential sellers mm-hmm. that are maybe thinking about selling or maybe renovating and staying, mm-hmm. Is that prevalent out there right now? Is that something that's weighing on people? Should, you know, maybe if they want a bigger house or they want a, you know, better kitchen, are they thinking and weighing the pros and cons of maybe just renovating their current home or buying new?
Definitely. And from what I've seen, a lot of the people that did renovate to stay, say, just even a year ago, are now selling because then they realize, oh, they got this much more equity now because they just renovated and now prices have increased 20% since last year. So even though we're happy with our home, we can get this much more, thousands of dollars out of it to get a bigger dream home. So people that have done that I've helped are just still deciding to sell because right. of the great price increase. But for the most part, what I see is just people looking, what can I do to my home right now to increase the value to then sell it? So
right. And I think, you know, a lot of those sellers too, you know, for the most part have bought, you know, years ago mm-hmm. and that are weighing those decisions. And I think maybe one of the drawbacks is, well, you know, it's so hard to buy a house right now and home values are up, but maybe when they bought their current home, rates were, you know, 5% or so.
Yes, exactly.
And so the fact that they're going to sell and have so much equity to put down as a down payment on their next home with rates still being, you know, extremely low. We talked about how they're, you know, they're back to like early 2020 levels, but still, you know, in the low to mid threes. You know, that really just does enhance the buying power for your maybe what, again, if they're at 5% or 4.5% or something like that, which if they bought their house, you know, a few years ago, that's probably what they were at.
Yes.
What their current mortgage is. And so you can really move up without really moving up in payment. I think most people just are more concerned with payment, or at least I think they kind of in this type of market, that really should be the number one thought because, mm-hmm. you know, as you said, you know, appreciation values are over 20% year over year right now. And I don't know about you, Kim, but I think that is going to continue for our area.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really, really bullish on our real estate market. I mean, it's just so many positive factors mm-hmm. in the greater Charlotte area, which, of course, Fort Mill and Rock Hill fall into. Again, I think they're kind of creating their own area, but still from a MSA, geographic code, you know, we still fall in that greater Charlotte area. So many positive things mm-hmm. That our market has to offer. So from an appreciation standpoint, I think it's going to continue. And certainly if you're not a homeowner right now, it really is just a fantastic way to build wealth. You know, you're paying down your principal balance while gaining the appreciation. So it's not just the appreciation. It's also paying down that principal balance with your mortgage payment. So really just a fantastic opportunity to buy at this time.
Oh, for sure. And rent has gone up substantially.
Well, that is very true.
So yeah. While home prices are affordable still to buy, rent has just skyrocketed. So most people that would buy a small rent a small three bedroom one bath house, it would equivalent to probably a $350,000 house of what they'd be paying in rent. So
crazy.
Yeah, so they definitely can, you know, be building equity and paying less and probably have a nicer place.
Right. And it feels like, you know, I don't know the exact stat, but it feels like the price of rent outpaces the price of a home. You know, I can't say that for sure, but with the way that rents have been going up over the past several years, mm-hmm. it almost becomes unaffordable to rent in our area, which is you know kind of wild. It's so much less expensive to purchase a home than it is to rent.
Yes, and if people don't have a down payment, some people are like, oh, I can't buy a house because I don't have a down payment. You know, we have the USDA loans, which you've helped me out many times with people of just getting outside the city limits and having 100% financing. So it's, you know, great opportunities for people if they want to inquire on it.
Yeah, you know, USDA is such a fantastic loan. I was actually looking at the map just the other day, and, you know, so much of our area, you know, is USDA eligible, which is 100% financing, no money down. And so, you know, maybe that's been your drawback from, you know, from reaching out to an agent, from reaching out to a lender's, you know, a lack of down payment. But, mm-hmm. you know, it just starts with a conversation to know what's available, what's out there. I still have conversations all the time, Kim, with people who call me and like, well, I don't have 20% for a conventional loan. I was like, wait, you only need 3% for a conventional. I mean, you know, 3% down for a conventional loan. USDA is, of course, you know, no money down. So it really just begins with a conversation and being, you know, willing to pick up the phone and give us a call, 704-999-6646. Brandon Kohlberg, and you're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. But, yeah, you know, it just starts with a conversation and, mm-hmm. you know, that's why we do the show, to get the word out and make mm-hmm. sure people understand that, you know, listen, it's such a fantastic time to buy, and you can be approved, whether, you know, you've got, you know, $50,000 in the bank or $500. Mm-hmm. It just mm-hmm. starts with a conversation to, you know, to get things lined up for you to buy.
Yes, exactly.
And obviously, you know, Rock Hill is, you know, kind of what we're talking about today. And, you know, it's just not just a fantastic time to buy, but really just an amazing time to buy, you know, in or around Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. Kim, is there anything that we didn't kind of touch on with all the growth of Rock Hill? Anything that's coming on the horizon that, you know, that we didn't touch on just yet?
I believe we touched on everything coming up on the horizon with Rock Hill.
Yep.
There's, you know, just what Rock Hill has always had for probably a while, long before I came here, is just an amazing community feel of parades all the time. You know, right now with COVID, they didn't have the St. Patrick's Day parade, but they would typically have had that and had the Irish dancers. And coming up in April's the Come See Me Festival, which they still will be doing. It'll be a little bit different to be in compliance with the CDC. But that is April 16th through the 24th. And that runs that whole week. And at Glencairn Gardens, typically when it's not COVID, they'll have concerts there every day. They'll have just something going on all the time. And the historic White Home right around the corner from us here, all this month is doing goat yoga. So if anybody with baby goats. So
I mean, you haven't lived until you did goat yoga.
With baby goats, who doesn't want to hold a baby goat? So every Saturday they do that. So there's just always something going on, and that's what made me fall in love with Rock Hill.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I think I'm not maybe in tune with it as much as I need to be, but thankfully I have this radio show where I see a lot of what's going on in Rock Hill. Otherwise, you know, I'm just kind of glued to my office and doing that thing. But where can maybe people, our listeners, go to find out what all these events are taking place? Is there a website? I think, you know, our radio station WRHI, you know, maybe has something on their website for some of the events that we do. I know last year, I think the Come See Me program was again, you know, COVID kind of interrupted that, but a lot of it's on the WRHI website. Is there anything else that's a good resource for the community to kind of see what's out there, what's happening?
If they're on Facebook, you can follow Old Town Rock Hills, and they'll post that. But I will post, if anybody wants to go to my Facebook page at Kim Alter, Keller Williams, Fort Mill, just Google that on there. They'll find me, and I'm going to post a couple links on there for upcoming events, York County website, and the Old Town Rock Hill one, so they could find them easily if they just go to my Facebook page.
Awesome. And I think everybody is ready and willing to get out and start, you know, getting past this the lockdowns and everything like that, and just kind of maybe get back to pre-COVID terms. And you know, obviously we want everybody to be safe, and I'm sure there's all these events are making sure they're taking all the precautions necessary to keep everybody safe. But, you know, I think, you know, with vaccines rolling out and everybody kind of understanding that, you know, how to maybe prepare themselves to avoid, you know, COVID, it seems to be that a lot of things are open and operating a lot more safely at this point. So we encourage everybody to get out and enjoy these things for sure.
Yes.
Kim Alter, Keller Williams Real Estate. Kim, anything we didn't touch on that that we want to hit before we wrap up?
I think we hit on everything.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, a lot of great things coming to Rock Hill. Obviously, you've got you got your finger on the pulse, and with all the events and the real estate market, of course, for sure. Mm-hmm. Really, just a fantastic opportunity to be around our area, and not just be around, but actually take part in it with these events, with, you know, owning a home and experiencing, you know, really some really great wealth creation at this point. Like, you know, we just mentioned, you know, $200,000 house. If you bought it last year, it'd be worth $240,000 this year. I mean, you know, outpacing, you know, the stock market really in terms of appreciation. And again, you know, we're not prognosticators. We can't, you know, guarantee anything. But I think you are in agreement with I am, Kim, that I think that's going to continue for, you know, a number of years. Really, really excited about our real estate market, and it's such a great time to buy. If you don't own a home, be sure you give us a call, 704-999-6646, and we'll help you get pre-qualified. We'll get you connected with Kim. She'll show you some great houses and start beating up the competition so you can win the deal. Kim Alter, Keller Williams, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time today. Great information on kind of what's happening in Rock Hill and our surrounding areas. And really just, again, just a fantastic time to be a part of the area. So glad we're a part of the community. And I'm going to go, once we sign off, man, I'm going to go have to make myself a reservation at Counter and check it out.
Yes, you have the counter, and then you go get you some tacos
and tequila. Absolutely. That's a counter for lunch and then tacos and tequila for dinner. Kim, thanks so much for joining us. Great information. We appreciate your time, and we'll be certainly seeing you around in at the next Come See Me event, right?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me.
All right, you bet. Take care. All right, you're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. And really, you know, one of the great things about Rock Hill is not just everything that's going on, but the millennial home buying market, that age group from 20, you know, 6 to the low 30s, really just represents a huge buying a home buying segment. And Rock Hill has so many great things that are going on right now, attracting those young professionals, you know, to the area. You know, probably the only issue is, you know, not being able to build enough homes right now. But certainly from a community standpoint, Rock Hill has so much to offer the young professional. So many things coming in right now that's really bringing so many more young professionals into the market. And so we've got Emily Oliver here with us as well. Emily is actually the marketing director for Mortgage Right, doing a fantastic job, and she kind of fits that mold of the young professional. So Emily, thanks so much for finally coming on to the microphone. You're always here in studio with us. So good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Brandon. Thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, so kind of give, you know, you've actually, you know, born and raised here in Rock Hill. Kind of give us a little bit of information about yourself.
Yeah, so literally, like Brandon said, born and raised here. Been here for about, 25 years now. Crazy. It's so neat to see Rock Hill and how far they've come. I mean, when I was like younger, you know, I live out in like the Newport, York area, and out that way, there was nothing when I was younger. I mean, just trees, you know, not a lot of retail, not a lot of restaurants. And now, I mean, restaurants, shops, literally all this stuff is opening up now, which is just crazy to see, you know, how far Rock Hill has actually come. So
Yeah, it really is fantastic. And just being here is, you know, there's so much to enjoy. From a younger professional standpoint, what are some of the things that you've seen come into town recently over the past couple of years, or maybe there's, you know, some new things that are on the horizon? What do you see that you're excited about?
Yeah, for sure. So actually, this week, the Warren Norman Company released that they're opening this new retail, shops, restaurants, office space, little area right across from Winthrop University. It's going to be on the corner of Cherry and Oakland. Super cool thing. It'll be awesome for Winthrop students. They can go over there, hang out, you know, shop at the shops, eat at the restaurants, new office spaces. They also have, they're going to have like a turf, like outdoor facility, and they're going to do like events there and have concerts and music events, all kinds of stuff. So that right there, I mean, I feel like will bring a lot of people to Rock Hill and be great for the Winthrop students. So
yeah, you know, that's very exciting. And we talked earlier on in the show, you know, with Kim about how, you know, Fort Mill Rock Hill is really becoming its own, you know, entity and its own place where you don't really have to go into Charlotte to go get a great meal at a great restaurant you know, go to the right shops. I know you're actually getting married soon. And did you have to go into Charlotte, you know, to pick out a wedding dress, or did you have that here? And what else shopping? You're very young and trendy and fashionable. What all does, you know, Rock Hill offer in that?
So that's a great question, Brandon. You know, you always think of wedding stuff, events or whatever. Oh, let's go to Charlotte. They have the best restaurants, the best shops. But actually, in the past few years, you know, York County, Fort Mill area has really blossomed. And I actually found my wedding dress at Ladies of Lineage. Shout out to them. They're awesome. In Kingsley. So there's also one in Charlotte, but they have a little smaller shop in Kingsley, actually, where our office is. Super cute place, great people, and it's nice, you know, to buy things in your area, you know, give back local, shop local.
Absolutely. So. And you shop for your mortgage local as well. Absolutely. Mortgage, right. Yeah, you know, so with the Norman Group, you know, putting this whole new development in, have you heard any specific word on kind of what retail shops or restaurants are coming in, or just, you know, obviously some venues for, you know?
Yes, very generic from what I've heard. I know the little whole place in itself is going to be called The Perch. The only thing I've seen is that it's going to be office spaces, restaurants, retail, but they haven't really said what it's going to be yet.
Right.
So,
and, you know, I lived in Charlotte for a very long time before I moved down this way. And you know, some of the great things were they had a lot of different, you know, smaller venues. And we're not talking about, you know, the Verizon, you know, amphitheater or something like that, but the Visualite, you know, these smaller bars that had, you know, really good bands come into town and play. Is that something that's going to be a part of this as well? Because, you know, everybody loves good music, especially the younger professionals, right?
Right. Yes, I think so. I think it'll draw a lot of people to our area, you know, bring some of the smaller musicians, bands, groups up here. I know, like, a bunch of the breweries, there's, you know, there used to be, as a year ago, there was no breweries at all. Now there's, like, I think maybe 10 in York County, like Rock Hill area. So that's super cool. They actually do this thing called the Yoko Taste Trail, and it's like, I think it's like an app or something you can download on your phone and check into each one of the breweries in York County. And at the end of the year, if you've been to all of them or visit them, whatever, you get entered to win like this $500 like gift card to the breweries in Rock Hill. And they also do it with food too. So it's like a taste trail and a food trail. So super cool, you know, bringing people to our area, getting people in our restaurants, super cool thing.
When we wrap the show, we're definitely have to throw that on Facebook. So if you're listening, check us out on Facebook. How would they get that? Because that's something that I want to download and maybe start doing that tour.
Yeah, for sure. So we have a group in our area. So downtown Rock Hill, they're called Visit York County. It's kind of like our visiting center. And they also have a marketing director there who runs their Facebook page, their website, their Instagram, and their pages are Visit York County. All the information is there on their website, on their Facebook page. She's always posting, you know, what's going on in York County, what's going on in Rock Hill, events, all the stuff about the Yoko Taste Trails, the food trails, all that kind of stuff. So you can visit them, check them out.
Awesome. So, you know, so yeah, we've seen so many new breweries come to town. You know, great beers. What are some, maybe highlight, you know, a couple of the your favorite?
Yeah, so there is Slow Play Brewery. It's like right across from Winthrop. Super cute little place. They have food trucks there on the weekends, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, different ones. They have like a Mexican food truck, a burger food truck, all kinds of stuff. There's also Rock Hill Brewing Company. There's actually a new winery that opened in Rock Hill. It's called Cat's Paw Winery, I think. I've actually never been myself, but heard great things about it. So super cool. I don't know if...
Are they allowing cats in? Because that would exclude me, so I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
But, I know there's, you know, a variety of breweries, new ones in our area, but to name a few, Slow Play, Rock Hill Brewing... So,
yeah, we're definitely going to have to download that app and check that out and kind of start the tour. I mean, that sounds like a, you know, really just kind of fun way. And certainly if we can get past all this rain that we've been having, you know, certainly it's starting to warm up, or at least it feels like it's starting to warm up. And so, you know, hitting some of these breweries on the weekend with food trucks, you know, is just a great way to spend a weekend or an afternoon. As long as we can get past all this rain that we've been having. I think the upcoming week's going to have a lot of rain, but maybe after that, you know, we'll start actually seeing some spring weather.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And also, hopefully, you know, COVID eases up. I think in the spring, summer, they start Food Truck Friday in downtown Rock Hill. So Fountain Park, actually kind of new to our area, maybe the last couple years. They put the fountain out there. There's like a little amphitheater. They have concerts and stuff there too. But every Friday in the summer, they do Food Truck Friday. So they have literally, you know, 15, 20 different food trucks. So people can kind of walk around, hang out, you know, go to the shops in downtown Rock Hill. Super cool little summer outing for your family. So hopefully COVID is easing up by then and everybody can get out to Food Truck Friday and hang out.
Absolutely. And, you know, thank goodness we live in South Carolina, at least for me, you know, with... You know, we're certainly eased up a lot of restrictions, and I think everybody for the most part has been pretty safe. But yeah, so when is that set to kick off? Do you know?
I want to say it starts in early May. So hopefully everything's fine by then. Everybody can get out, be outdoors, and enjoy some local food trucks from our area.
Excellent. So, yeah, obviously, you know, young professionals really driving to our area with, you know, all the different venues that we have or that we have coming on board, certainly looking forward to those. What are some of the other things that we haven't yet discussed that really kind of drives that younger crowd to the area? And I think, you know, from a city standpoint, from a town standpoint, really attracting young professionals, it really creates a lot of buzz, a lot of growth, you know, longer term growth. And so what are some of the other things that are really attracting the younger professional to the area?
Yeah, for sure. So so many. Literally, I'm looking at my list right now. So many new things in York County and Rock Hill that are coming. Just to name a few, Rock Hill Sports and Event Center just opened up a new sports complex right downtown Rock Hill. They're hosting volleyball tournaments, basketball tournaments, and I mean like big tournaments. So, you know, going back when I used to play club volleyball, we always had to have our regionals in Charlotte at the convention center. But now they're actually hosting it in Rock Hill, which is amazing. Me and my friends talk about it all the time. We're like, how cool would it have been to play where we live in Rock Hill, you know? So I think that's one big thing that's going to bring people to our area. You know, all these people that are coming from all over the region, they're going to be shopping in our shops, you know, eating in our restaurants, literally doing all the stuff in Rock Hill, which is so cool to have and to host those people. You can go in, there's like a walk-in trail at the sports complex. You can go in and play basketball, kind of like a YMCA. I think you pay maybe like a $5 fee to go in. You can hang out there all day, you know, walk around, play some basketball, work out, whatever. So super cool place for our area. And actually, they built a new hotel. I think it's called the Cambria Hotel right beside the sports complex, and there is actually a new rooftop bar and restaurant, which is super cool. I've been dying to check out. But yeah, so that's a few things that are new with our area.
So the regionals that used to be in Charlotte that hosted like
thousands of teams. I think they had maybe 200-300 courts set up in the convention center. So I mean, you can only imagine how many people that is. Now they're doing it here. I think they have to do it over, you know, like maybe like a week span versus in Charlotte it was a weekend, you know, but a little bit smaller event center here, but still so cool that Rock Hill can host that now.
Yeah, and it's so cool too. You know, we talked about it earlier on the show how, you know, Rock Hill, you know, 4 years ago really set out, you know, kind of planned its town around sports and growing kind of a sports town. And to see that come, you know, to fruition as of right now. I mean, I'm sure they're still planning bigger and better things, but to see everything from a sports perspective that Rock Hill has to offer is really just fantastic. And maybe the culmination of that is the Panthers facility, which we've talked about, but you know, the BMX, the volleyball, the softball, the soccer, Manchester United, that field down the, or that facility down there is just amazing.
For sure.
And, you know, my daughter's a soccer player, so getting to go play down there is really, really something special.
Yeah, it's a great facility. And, I mean, the Velodrome has also been another huge attraction for Rock Hill. They actually just announced a few weeks ago that they're going to host the World Championships May 2024. So that'll be awesome. And also they're doing the Nationals for the BMX World Series. That'll be in March 2021. So this year, 26th through 28th.
And that's something that you can kind of go watch, too, even if you're not participating. Yep. You can go out and watch the BMX, what are the World Championships?
Yeah, so the one in March is going to be the Nationals, and then the World Championships will be in May 2024. So a little bit bigger, but still,
the world's
cool.
A big place, right?
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
that really is. I mean, when you think about that, it's not just a regional. It's not just that. I mean, you're talking about the world championships here in Rock Hill and what that does to, the local economy, millions upon millions of dollars that will bring into the local economy. I mean, just a win-win for everybody. And the fact that, Rock Hill has done so much to build these complexes and build them so fantastically well, the foresight, and then not just building it, but actually having the people in place and the execution in place to go out and attract, world-class people to come in and all the way to hosting the world championships. I mean, that's something that's really, really, really amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And also, little side note, right behind the BMX track, the Velodrome, is Riverwalk, fairly new to our area, 5 years-ish.
Right.
But growing, I mean, there's so many great restaurants up there, the Pump House, to name a few, most Friday nights you can catch me at the Brass Tap, super cute little place. They have, live music there on the weekends, go have a nice beer, wine, whatever, have some good food. They also have the trails right along the Catawba River, so you can go, walk your dog, hang out with your family, canoe, kayak, literally all these things, right in Rock Hill, which is super, super neat.
It really is an amazing place. I live right, my neighborhood is right on the Catawba River, and we can actually, get into the river in some tubes and float down. We'll actually float down to the Pump House in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And, grab lunch or something. So it really is a fantastic area. Riverwalk in general, there's so much that Riverwalk has to offer. They've got, fields and restaurants and, Brass Tap, like you said. Across the street, that's Cherry Road, right?
Yep,
right
Cherry.
There. Mm-hmm. Right across the street, they haven't even broke ground yet, but they're making way for like an entirely new development or maybe an extension of that Riverwalk development on the other side of Cherry Road on Catawba River. And so, a lot more coming just right there, with, again, retail and restaurants and things like that. Just really, really exciting.
Yeah, for sure. And also they release, I think it just opened last weekend, Ebenezer Park, literally grew up there as a kid. We would go, hang out at the river, put the boat in and hit up like Wiley. They had like a little play area, like the swing set. Literally spent tons of my childhood there. So super fun. But they did a ton of renovations to Ebenezer Park. Opened last weekend. It's like a 8-foot in length pier now that is enclosed. And you can go and it makes like a little swim area. So you can go hang out with your family, let your kids swim or whatever. They put in new boat slips, a new multi-purpose building. Kayak, canoe launches, literally revamped it, which is super cool. I haven't actually been, but super fun place. Check out.
Yeah. So you've lived your entire life here and you've, seen the growth, and I think some towns, could go either way. Right.
For sure.
So what are maybe the 2 to 3 best changes that you've seen over the years as far as just, growth and development and offerings of the community?
Yeah. Good question. So many to choose from, honestly. I would say one of the major things for me would probably be the Riverwalk area And just seeing that, I mean, like, I remember my granddad telling me stories of, you know, the, I guess it was it the Celanese plant that was there or some yeah. kind of textile, whatever, right on that. I mean, he used to live there, play out there. And, I mean, literally when I was younger, it was nothing. It was trees. And now just to see it to what it is today is, like, amazing. All the things that they offer, the restaurants, the retail shops. I mean, so many things. It's just awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, major kudos to the people who kind of got together, the Rock Hill crowd that got together when the Milltown, yeah. you know, really kind of went under and kind of revitalized or revamped and planned a decade, multi-decade long strategy to turn Rock Hill what it is today. So, and I think that's, you know, continued just the offerings that we have as a community is really just impressive. I mean, coming from, you know, if you know the Rock Hill history, and I don't know it probably as much as well as you do, Emily, but know a little bit of it to know that, you know, they were kind of down and out, you know, not, you know, a few decades ago, and yeah. kind of seeing what it is now, and just their vision really kind of give us a lot of perspective on, you know, creating vision for, you know, ourselves and our lives and kind of, you know, making a pathway to make things better for ourselves.
For sure. I agree. And I think another thing is downtown Rock Hill. I mean, from what it was when I was younger, you know, 20 years ago, absolutely nothing down there. Nobody ever was downtown Rock Hill. And now there's just so many new restaurants. I know we mentioned earlier the new counter restaurants, the new tacos and tequila place. Super good food. Counter, if you haven't been already, super good food. Very interesting, unique dishes. The way that they present the food is super cool. They have, like, all these dishes, and they, like, pull the little globe off, and it has the steam that comes out of it. I mean, super, like, very unique things nice. That you can't get everywhere. Non-chain restaurants that are coming to Rock Hill, which is awesome for our area.
Well, fantastic. Well, Emily Oliver, we thank you so much for being here. Really, the only thing left for us to do is actually go out and enjoy everything that Rock Hill has to offer. So we're going to go do that. We hope you guys have a great weekend and do the same. And enjoy Rock Hill and all it has to offer. And we'll catch you right back here next Saturday. Thanks so much for tuning in.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Tiga K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.